Okay, let's rise.
请我们起立。
Draw me close to you.
吸引我亲近你。
Never let me go.
主，我不要让你走。
I let it all down again.
我再次地放下我自己。
听你说，我是你的朋友。你是我全心的所有。 Okay, lift up your hands, let's worship.
我们一起举手来敬拜他。
'Cause nothing else will take your place. Never let me go. friend. You are my desire.
You are my desire.
No one else will do.
No one else. Absolutely no one else.
Nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way to bring me back to you.
Everybody, you're all I want. Come on.
Oh,
to pray. Give Jesus a mighty, mighty, mighty hand of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, hallelujah. Everybody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time, hallelujah.
再一次, hallelujah.
Everybody,
每一位,
praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord.
Church. It is so amazing.
你们太惊人了。
I love the inner life message.
我也很爱内在生活的信息。
That's what makes us to explode with joy.
这就是让我们可以因着喜乐而爆炸。
I love Mama Grace.
我也是很爱叫妈妈。
Amen.
Amen.
Someone said, "We love you, Mama."
我们说妈妈，叫妈妈，我们爱你。
It's powerful.
这是大有能力的。
It's powerful.
非常有能力。
I'm going to share.
今天想跟大家分享。
For a short time.
今天的信息不长。
Short kingdom time.
就是就国度的时间来讲，算是短的。
So in case it become long, just know it's short kingdom time.
你要记住，若是你感觉很长，在这地上时间很长，就想说在天国这个时间算是短的。
Because one day to God is like 1,000 years.
因为在神一天好像1,000年一样。
So I think maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, maybe let's see how that works out.
好，我们来看看我们可以讲多长。
Glory to God. I want to begin from Luke chapter 10.
我们想要从路加福音第十章来看。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
From verse 1. So, Jesus sends out 70 disciples.
这边第一节说, 耶稣他设立了70个门徒。
And he sends them in pairs.
差遣他们两个两个的出去。
Because two are better than one.
因为两人总比一人好。
Okay, a cord of two cannot be broken.
因为两个合成的绳子是不能够被折断的。
Then he sends them ahead of him to the towns and the cities where he was planning to visit. He sends like advanced team.
那他差遣这些人像是先驱部队，在耶稣要去的城市当中，他们先去窥探。
These 70, they are co-workers.
这七十位是同工。
They work together.
他们彼此同工。
They are laborers.
他们劳苦劳碌。
So you can call them co-workers, you can call them laborers, you can call them harvesters, you can call them ministers.
你可以称他们为同工，或者是工人，或者是收割的人，或者是他们是服侍主的人。
And then in verse 2, he instructs them on what they are supposed to do. If you look at the whole chapter, he instructs them on what they are supposed to do on that journey. He gives them instruction.
那第十章这边你看，整个神给他们的这个宣教旅程有一个指示。
He tells them, look, laborers are few. You are 70, but these are few.
他说虽然你们有七十人，但是做工的人数还是少。
Pray. One of the things they're going to do is to pray. Not just to pray, but to pray earnestly.
所以他说你们要祷告，不仅单单祷告，而且要迫切殷勤的祷告。
And then another instruction he gives them in the verse 3 is where I'm sending you. You are going in the world, I'm sending you. In the environment,I'm sending you is not friendly. Okay? You are lambs is not friendly. I'm sending you to wolves. They are fierce.
那另外一个指示呢是在第三节，说我差你们去的那个环境呢并不友善，就好像你们是羊羔进入狼群。
He's giving them instruction.
他在给他们指示，
警告。Where I'm sending you,The atmosphere, the climate, the environment, the thinking, the ideology, the doctrine, the belief system is fierce. It's not friendly. It's fierce.
他说你们要注意，我差遣你们去的那个地方并不是友善的，是非常严厉的。不管是他们的环境，不管他们的氛围，不管他们的理念，他们的神学概念，他们的思想氛围，通通都是不友善的，敌对你们的。
You go and.Look at the whole chapter.
你们若是看路加全部的第十章。
He says the harvest is ready.
就是说庄稼已经熟透了。
Okay, bring more laborers.
但是你要求更多的工人。
In verse 9,
第九节。
Again, he continues his instruction. He tells them, okay, it's going to be important that you do two things.
那第九节他继续指示说，天国近了，你们要做两件事情。
That you preach.
就是你要传这个天国的道。
You preach the kingdom.
你要传神的国。
And you heal the sick.
然后要医治病人。
Now in verse 17.
在第十七节。
The mission is accomplished.
在这边宣教已经结束了。
And then they return.
当他们回来的时候。
And they are excited.
他们非常的兴奋。
Wow.We saw the power.
我们看见了大能了。
Demons were coming out.
鬼被赶出来了。
We had such authority.
拥有极大的权柄。
We were speaking in your name, and demons were coming out.
当我们奉耶稣基督的名的时候，鬼魔就被赶出去了。
And he continues to give them instruction in that same spirit of instruction. He continues to instruct them and say, "Look here."The demons came out. Thank you. That was powerful. But then, he continued to say in verse 18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
那耶稣继续给他们指示，说鬼被赶出来了，很好。但是耶稣在十八节说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
In other words, he was saying, this that you are seeing is not happening today when you saw it.It was accomplished already before the foundations of the world.
意思就是说，你今天所看见鬼魔被赶出去，不是现在才发生的，是在早在创立世界以前就已经被建立，鬼魔就已经被摔下来了。
But then he says, "Don't rejoice because the demons are leaving. That's not the most important. Rejoice because your names are written in the book of life."
而耶稣在边说，不要因着鬼服了你们而欢喜快乐，却要因着你们的名记在天上生命的册上而欢喜。
He said, yes, the manifestations are very exciting, but your joy should be because your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Again, instruction. Someone say instruction.
我们说指示。再一次的神指示说，不要因着鬼服了你们而欢喜，而是要因着你们的名记在羔羊生命的册上而欢喜。
It was important that he keeps them humble.
就是耶稣要持续的提醒他们要保持谦卑。
Because power is very corrupting.
因为能力是使人腐败。
So it was important that they stay humble.
所以很重要，门徒被指示说你们要持续的谦卑。
I think that the biggest problem in the church is because we are not humble.
我认为今天在教会最大的问题是我们不够谦卑。
I expected there a big amen.
我期待更大的人回应说阿门。
If we are humble.We shall be submissive to the vision and the guidance of the vision.
我们若是真的够谦卑，我们会降服于那个神所指示的那个意象。
If we are humble, we shall be careful not to persecute our own.
那我们若是够谦卑，我们也会非常的谨慎，不去逼迫我们自己的家人。
If we are humble, we shall be careful not to destroy the cohesion of the group, which is very important for the end-time church to have victory.
若是我们够谦卑，我们也会很谨慎，竭力保持我们群体的合一跟凝聚力，因为这个在末世是非常重要，教会能够得胜的关键就是合一。
So Jesus says, "Wait a minute."
所以耶稣说，等一下。
I know you're powerful on your own.
我知道你们现在自己可以行使大能了。
Because I was not even there.
即使我没有跟你们在一起，你们还可以彰显能力。
But be careful.
但是非常小心。
Tell your neighbor, be careful.
你告诉你的旁边的弟兄姊妹说，你要小心啊。
Be careful.
要小心。
Something very interesting about Luke.
Luke, 路加。非常有趣。
In all his writings, if you look at Acts and the Gospel, it's interesting.
就是路加这位医生，他写了路加福音跟使徒行传，他的写作这个人非常的有趣。
He tries so hard to portray Jesus.
他非常竭力的、努力的去来形容耶稣。
In his divinity, or the man with divine power.
就是他来描述耶稣的神性，还有他在人性的里面怎么样有神的全能。
And not just the man with divine power, but he tries to portray Jesus as the man who has this divine power, but also the man who has the boldness to exercise this kabasha.Divine power.
路加他不仅仅形容耶稣他是一个人，但是带着神圣的全能，而且他描述到耶稣还有这样的一个胆量，这样的一个勇敢去执行这个神的全能。
The central theme of his writings is the divine man, but also the divine man who is bold to exercise this divine power.
路加他竭力的去描述耶稣，他不仅仅是有神赋予他的全能，而且他有这样的一个胆量，顺服的去执行神给他的那个全能。
How many of you know that we are born of the incorruptible seed?
有多少人知道我们重生是由于不能坏的种子
？How many of you know that we are spirit beings?
有多少人知道我们是属灵的人？
How many of you know that we are blessed with the anointing and the power of God?
有多少人知道我们是因着神的大能，我们受膏而且蒙恩呢？
How many of you know that the glory of God inhabits the praises of His people?
有多少人知道神的大能、神的掌权是在人的赞美中被设立的呢？
Only those from Santa Cruz know.
只有好像从 Santa Cruz 来的人有一点点反应。
But how come that we know this, but yet we don't have the boldness to exercise this divine power?
那若是我们真的知道的话，为什么我们却没有这样的一个胆量跟权柄去执行神给我们这些属天的能力呢？
So the first baptism at Pentecost was the baptism of power.
所以五旬节的第一次的圣灵大浇灌就是一个能力的一个临近。
He said, "You will receive what power?"
使徒行传说什么？你们必领受能力。
Now lift up your hand and declare and say, "I receive power."
我们领受，我们说我领受圣灵的大能。
Okay, karya suprema talabade. I receive what power?
领受什么？领受能力。
One more time. I receive what?
我领受能力。
I receive power.
我领受能力。
That is the first baptism.
这是第一次圣灵的浸。
Then they prayed in Acts chapter 4.
然后在使徒行传第四章他们祷告。
And the place where they were standing was shaken.
他们所站立的地方就开始震动。
And what happened?
发生什么事？
The Bible said they received boldness.
圣灵讲，不是，圣经讲说他们领受的那个胆量。
So the first baptism, they received power. They spoke in tongues. They had supernatural experience.
第一次的圣灵的五旬节，他们领受了能力，他们讲方言，而且他们经历了很大的一个非常特别的一个神的浇灌。
And that power stirred them up. They had faith. They had belief. They had experiences, supernatural experiences. They saw visions. All of them had tongues of fire on their heads.
在五旬节第一次的大浇灌，他们领受了这样的一个大能，他们的里面的灵里被搅动，他们开始去经历这些很超自然的能力。圣经上讲说，他们是大放胆量，述说神的大作为。
So instantly they were not the same.
所以立刻他们就不再一样了。
The second baptism.
那是第二次的圣灵浇灌。
They were praying.
他们是正在祷告的时候发生。
The place was shaken.
地就大震动。
They were filled with power.
他们就充满了大能。
But this time.
但是这一次。
It was boldness.
这次是他们领受胆量。
Okay, lift up your hand.
好，我们举起手来。
Say, in the name of Jesus.
我们说奉耶稣的名。
Baptize me.
主，你圣灵。
With the supernatural boldness.
让我有这样超自然的一个胆量。
Some of you can feel it. Many of you are going to leave this place today. You're going to be amazed at the boldness which is going to be on your life.
当你离开这里的时候，有些人你会经历到今天你要领受你一生的一个胆量。
Boldness with grace.
就是你在胆量中你也有恩典。
This divine man.
这个神圣的人。
But also who exercises this divine power.
而耶稣他有胆量来执行这样的一个神圣的能力。
Which is really very crucial for our believing.
这个对于我们的信仰是非常重要的。
It's getting hot here.
我现在感觉到很热了。
You know, sometimes I feel the anointing. I don't even know how to preach anymore.
有时候当我感受到恩膏的时候，我也不知道怎么样继续传讲。
I want to shout, I want to dance.
我想大叫，我想跳舞。
I want to praise God.
我想要赞美神。
Because He's a good God.
因为他是好神。
I want to scream because I can see some God is opening for somebody's doors. I can see God anointing somebody. I can see a miracle happening right now. So I don't know how to express what I'm seeing.
我想要尖叫，我想要那个大声的赞美，因为我看见神正在开门，我看见神在彰显神迹，我看见神临到不同的人，我不知道怎么表达我自己。
I can see the yoke is broken.
我看见重轭被破除。
Someone shout fire! In Luke chapter 24,
我们来看路加福音第二十四章。
In verse 19,
第十九节。
The disciples are having the conversation about the resurrection with Jesus. They have not recognized him. They are discussing. They haven't recognized him. They are on the journey to from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
这个是在耶稣他们跟门徒在以马忤斯的路上，他们在跟门徒讨论耶稣当时所行的一些事情。
And they tell him, "Have you heard what the people are saying?"
那就说，他们说到耶稣拿撒勒人的耶稣的事，你们觉得他是谁呢
？Have you heard what the town is talking about this Jesus?
你们要不听见全城都有讲到关于耶稣的事啊
？The town is saying this man was a prophet.
那全城的人说他是个先知。
He was mighty.
他大有能力。
Indeed and in the word which he preached.
不管是说话，不管是行事，都有大能。
So his speech, his preaching, his message, it was powerful.It was not just dry message. It was powerful, but also it had might. It was mighty indeed.
所以耶稣他的讲道，他的那个宣讲是大有能力的，他的行事也是有大能的。
There is something I want us to see here.
这边我想你们看见。
In what I'm sharing today.
我今天分享的。
We cannot separate the relationship between the end time harvest. Go ahead, translate.
我在这边必须要做一个连结，就是不能够分开我们末世所要预备的大收割
The supernatural deeds
还有我们超自然的行为
And the vessel or the laborer or the co-worker These three cannot be separated in quality and in quantity
不管是品质跟数量超自然的能力第三个就是说我们这个人我们这个收割的工人我们这个器皿有刚刚前面提到这三项是不能分开的
I'll say it again、
okay.
It's not going to be possible
这是不可能的
In our prayer In our believing In our operation To separate The harvest Someone said the harvest
就是我们必须不能够分开第一是收割
The supernatural,
第二个呢，就是超自然。
And the laborer or the vessel in quality and in quantity.
第三就是这个器皿，这三样不管是在品质上、数量上都不可以分割的。
Now we all know that discipleship and the quality of the vessel is a very big emphasis for God.
而门徒的品质神一再强调是非常重要的
because the spiritual health spiritual climate spiritual health is what is going to produce an effective harvest
因为我们这个收割工人属灵的健康呢会影响到我们收割的功效
when I talk about spiritual health I'm talking about the relationships the quality of devotion theinterpersonal sharpening iron sharpening iron I'm talking about the spiritual coverings
当我讲到属灵的健康就是讲到说我们这个人要在属灵的遮盖的底下还有我们彼此的互动铁磨铁使我们坚韧还有我们跟神的一个亲密的关系委身跟灵修
That's why I'm very glad Forerunner is a very healthy spiritual covering
所以我很高兴牧主先锋在这些方面都有教导是一个很健康很完全的属灵的遮盖
Lift up your hand and say thank you Jesus
我们举起手来说耶稣谢谢你
In Matthew chapter 24
我们来看马太福音二十四章
Jesus says you must be ready because when the Son of Man comes you will not be expecting him
这边耶稣说你们要预备因为你们想不到的时候人子就来了
He's going to come by surprise.
他会很令人吃惊的时候就来了。
It's not going to be possible to separate the quality of the harvest, the supernatural, and the quality of the laborer in quality and quantity.
所以不管是在品质跟数量，那个收割跟超自然跟这个器皿，这些是不可以分开的。
Now, in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, it talks a little bit aboutThe vessel, the quality of the vessel, as vessels in the church, the quality of the vessel or the co-worker or the laborer or the minister. All that is meaning the same.
提后二章二十节只是讲到器皿，或者是收割的工人，或者是服侍主的人，或者是劳碌的工人，这些都是讲到同样一件事。
One thing that is important for us to understand is when we are born again, when we come to Jesus, when you are a new creature in Christ, you are a new covenant minister. You are not a minister of the letter. Okay? But now, religion and experience always wants to condition you to be a minister of the letter. You must always remember that your ministration is a ministry of life.
我们要知道，当我们在新约的时候，重生得救之后，我们成为新约的执事，不是靠着字句，而是靠着圣灵。所以当你在服侍的时候，你要服侍出生命。
And that's why you cannot be blessed with a condemnation ministry.
所以我们不能够去定罪，就是说我们这样的一个服侍。
You cannot be blessed with a judging ministry.
你不能够好像这样子是去论断这样的一个事工而蒙到祝福。
And in America, there are some people who have the ministry of persecuting.
我们在美国很多人好像从事一种事工，就是怎么样，就是去逼迫的事工。
But we are ministers of what?
我们是什么样的服侍主的人呢？
Someone said, I am a minister.
说我是神的传道人。
Of the new covenant.
我是新约的传道人。
I minister life.
我是服侍生命。
The life of God.
我是服侍神的生命。
In my experience and observation, when you see yourself ministering condemnation,judgment or persecution is really not about the others, it's about you because you are a broken vessel.
就是我观察到，若是当我们在服侍，我们是去定人的罪，我们是去论断人，我们是去逼迫人的时候，其实亏损是你自己，因为你是个破碎的器皿。
You need healing.
你需要医治。
So he describes the vessels of God. I want to be a vessel of God.Someone said, Lord, make me a vessel of God. Amen.
Make me a vessel of God.
Hallelujah. Kuya Ramasanta. Make me a vessel of God. It's only by your strength that I can be a blessing. It's only by your grace that you can be a blessing. Amen. Receive supernatural grace in the name of Jesus Christ.
You see
what it says? It says, if we purge ourselves,
then
we shall be sanctified. We shall be ready for the Master's use. Ready for every good work.
我们若是洁净自己，我们就预备好为主人所用，而且行善事。
Our spiritual quality is our responsibility.
而我们属灵的一个品质就是我们的责任。
It's us to seek God. The angels will not seek God for us.
我们必须要自己寻求神，天使不能够代替我们来寻求神。
Moses or Abraham will not see God for us.
摩西跟亚伯拉罕，他们也不可能代替我们来寻求神。
Because we are not dead, we are alive.
因为我们不是死的，我们是活的。
We are alive in Christ.
我们在基督里面是活的。
So my spiritual quality. Translate.
所以我属灵的品质。
Includes how I discern,
包括我怎么来分辨
how I fellowship,
我如何与神相交
how I refresh,
然后我怎么样被更新
how I exercise my authority, my graces, my anointing, my gifts,
我怎么样来运用我的权柄，我的恩赐，我的恩典，还有我的恩膏
it includes my effectiveness in what God wants me to do at the time.
而且也包括当神要我服侍的时候是不是有果效
Also and importantly it includes my obedience and my submission to authority
也包括我对于权柄的顺服跟降服
Submission and obedience is not a bad thing it's a very good thing
你去降服你的属灵权柄或你顺服它并不是坏事是好的
Thank you for a big amen
大家可以更热烈的回应吗？ 大声点阿们。
So, just right there, I've talked a little bit about discipleship.
这边我这边讲的是门训。
Devotion, prayer time, quiet time, that quality is so much based on discipleship.
就是我们个人跟神的一个委身灵修，然后生命的增长，这个是根据于我们可以这样去接受门训。
And today we're going to pray for a few prayer points.
今天我们等会会有祷告几个重点。
Amen.
Amen.
But also, when the Holy Spirit was poured,
当圣灵浇灌的时候
at Pentecost, it was meant to empower the believer to operate spiritually. Empower the believer to operate spiritually.
在五旬节，人们领受圣灵是要让他们在圣灵的里面、超圣灵的里面运作。
What does that mean? It means that when the Holy Spirit was poured, it meant that now I can bear fruit not of my own, but I can bear fruit.By the power of God, okay? Not my own, but because of God's power, I can love, I can be patient, I can suffer for a long time, long suffering, I can operate spiritually, I can manifest God's glory, okay? That's what it means. Go ahead.
当我们被圣灵浇灌的时候，不再是我们自己的能力，而是靠着圣灵的大能，我们结出圣灵的果子，比如说仁爱，我们比如说我们那个喜乐，或者是我们长久的忍耐，靠着圣灵我们经历大能。
Also it meant that now as a believer who is born again I can operate in the anointing. So it doesn't matter how long you're Christian, 25 years or 1 weekI can operate in the anointing, okay? It's not about how long, it's about how obedient.
当我们信主之后，不在乎你信主多久，你可能信主25年或者才很短的时间，重点是你怎么样顺服，你就可以在圣灵的恩膏中运行。所以不在乎你信主多久。
I've seen people who are Christian for a few days, they're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they're healing the sick.
我知道有些基督徒他们才信主几天，当他们被圣灵充满之后，他们就可以按手为人医治了。
And they're doing deliverance.
他们就医治释放别人。
And they have so much love.
他们里头有充满了那么大的爱。
More than the apostle.
比使徒的爱还大。
I've seen that.
我看过这些。
God's ways are not our ways.
因为神的道路非同我们的。
Okay.
明白吗？
Glory to God.
我们将荣耀归给神。
Someone say thank you, Jesus.
我们说谢谢耶稣。
Because I'm empowered.
因为我是被赋予能力的。
To operate in the anointing.
让我可以在恩膏中运作。
If all of us here exercise our spiritual gifts,
everybody here, 每个人都运用我们属灵的恩赐，每一位。
If everybody of us exercise discernment, healing, faith, if every day we exercise, I am telling you, California will be different.
如果我们每个人都能够运用属灵的恩赐来分辨、来医治、来释放的话，我相信加州会截然不同。
But some of us are so good at exercising fear.
但是很多人呢，你们在执行恐惧。
I refuse fear in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主的名，我拒绝恐惧。
Okay, lift up your hands, say, in the name of Jesus.
我说奉耶稣的名。
Louder, in the name of Jesus.
更大声说奉耶稣的名。
I refuse every fear.
我拒绝一切的恐惧。
Yahara makapataya. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We continue.
我们继续的用方言来祷告。
Yeah, that boldness is going to come upon you to exercise the anointing, exercise the gift, exercise your power, exercise our victory.
胆量来执行你的恩赐、你的恩膏、你的权柄，还有你的那个能力。
You are blessed and you are highly favored.
你是蒙福的，你是蒙恩宠的。
I said we are blessed and we are highly favored.
我们是蒙福的，我们是大蒙恩宠的。
I said we are blessed and we are highly favored.
我们是蒙福的，我们大蒙恩宠。
We are supernaturally empowered by the power of God.
我们借着神的大能，我们大有能力。
We are children of the Most High God.
我们是至高神的孩子。
We live by faith.
我们因信而生。
And because of the grace of God,
因为神的恩典。
We are moving from glory to glory.
我们从荣耀到荣耀。
Because of the grace of God,
是因为神的恩典。
We are moving from power to power.
我们从一个能力到另外一个能力。
外一个能力。
Lift up your hand, declare in the name of Jesus.
我们一起来宣告说，奉耶稣的名。
My door is wide open for the next level.
我的门为我敞开，让我进入下一个层次。
If you believe it, shout a big amen.
如果你相信，就大声说 amen.
Ahayo karamantaya, ishomakala talabadaya, ihiaramaladaya.I am expecting revival. I am expecting healing. I am expecting victory. Yes, yes, declare in the air. Release your faith.Release your faith today. Release your faith today. The blood of Jesus is enough for me. Hallelujah. Release it, release it, release it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Play, play. Thank you. Yeah, keep on playing it. Where are these guys of mine? Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Ahaya rano mokoba. Hey. Hey. There is something I want to push us into in the next 1 minute. Yeah, translate.
我们再继续啊，取老一下，我们要来有一个突破。
There's something I want to push us into right now.
我们现在好像有个途径。
It enabled us to operate in the anointing.
我们可以在恩膏的里面运行。
Pentecost enabled us to experience breakthrough.
因为五旬节的经历是让我们经历突破。
Pentecost enabled us to explore deeper and wider dimensions of glory.
五旬节让我们进入那个圣灵荣耀的那更长阔高深的领域。
Release your faith.
释放你的信心。
Even those online, release your faith.
即使你在线上，我们一起来释放你的信心。
This is what I want to do.
我现在想要这么做。
And it's my last point.
这是我最后一点。
And this is very important.
但是这非常的重要。
You see, with organized, deliberate, united, consistent, and humble intercession, what happens is we push for the fulfillment of end time prophecy.
当我们这样子一起的谦卑合一一致的一起来代求，我们是要产生出末世的一个预言的实现。
Now, This is what I want us to release today.
这就是今天一个一个我们要这样的释放出来。
Why?
为什么？
Because prophetic fulfillment is very much part of the end time harvest.
因为先知预言的实现是末世那个大收割的一个很大的一个属灵征战。
The battle you see in the church.
今天你看见在教会里面的征战。
The battle we are feeling in the atmosphere.
我们感觉在这个属灵氛围里面的征战。
It is about the prophecy.
是有跟预言有关。
The fight is the fulfillment of the words of Jesus, of the words of the prophecy.
因为这个打仗是要真正有关于神的话，他的预言的实现。
The spirit of Pharaoh and the spirit of Herod and the spirit of Jezebel is saying, no way, you will not fulfill your calling. You will not enter your destiny. The child shall not be born. But God is raising up an army who is saying no to the spirit of Herod.
因为不管是法老的灵、希勒的灵、耶洗别的灵，他们都是在抵挡这个婴孩，说这个婴孩不可以实现。但是今天只要兴起一次军队，说不，我们要来抵挡这样的婴孩要兴起。
Now lift up your hand and say the prophecy shall be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
我们说预言要实现，我们举起手来说预言要实现。
The destiny shall be accomplished.
我们的命定要完成。
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm in a fighting mood right now.
现在我们要继续主力征战。
Let's declare the prophecy shall be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Oh yes, the prophecy shall be fulfilled. Are there some fighters in the house? Are there people who are ready to say we are going to fight until we see the promises of God?
代祷者，你们是战士，我要你们兴起，直到神的预言得以实现。
Are there some people who are willing to fight for their children, for California, for Fremont, for this generation? Are there some fighters in the house?
我需要在这个家里头找到战士，为着我们的下一代，为着我们家中，为着 Fremont。
Lift up your hand and shout fire! Oh yes, go ahead, pray for me that piano. We are going to pray. We are going to release the army of Jesus. Now listen. Listen. Ezekiel chapter 12.Give me that verse as we are standing, because we want to push the destiny of Ephraim, the destiny of California, the destiny of your house. We are saying we are taking back everything that the devil ever stole from us.
我们说我们要夺回神对牧主的命定，我们要夺回神对家中的命定，要夺回神对你家庭的命定。我们说要起来夺回。
And I am telling you, starting from today, you're going to see testimonies of victory for the glory of God.
今天从现在开始，我们要看见许多得胜的见证，是为着神的荣耀的。
Give me Ezekiel chapter 12.
我们来看以西结书第十二章。
Shatanamakalo, Shumbabade, the devil, you're a liar.
仇敌，你是说谎的。
Give me verse 21.
我们来看第二十一节。
Verse 21.
第二十一节，十二章二十一节。
Still standing. Still standing. We want to release that prophecy.
我们要释放这样的一个预言。
Concentrated, united, fervent, intercession. What it does, it brings forth the prophecy. Revival is a prophecy over California. Do you know that?
我们请站立，我们专注，我们要兴起一群的代祷者，我们要来祷告，直到这些预言可以实现，对加州的。
And the word of God came to me, said, Son of man, what is this proverb I'm hearing about the land of Israel, saying, Oh, the days are long gone, the vision will not come to pass.Tell them therefore, thus says the Lord, I will put an end to this proverb. They shall no more use it, a proverb in Israel. But say to them, the days are near, and the fulfillment of every vision.
第二十二节开始，人子啊，你们以色列的地怎么有这俗语，说日子迟延，一切异象都落了空呢？你要去告诉他们说，主耶和华如此说，我必使这俗语迟息，以色列中不再有这俗语。你却要对他们说，日子临近，一切的异象必都应验。
Let us experience the glory.
让我们来经历神的荣耀。
Of your goodness.
Let us experience the glory.
Yeah.Everybody,
let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more
Jesus.
美国主义耶稣，
加州主义耶稣。Oh, go ahead, come on.
想要更多。
We want more.
主，我们渴慕更多。
If you can join your hand with everybody, we want to do a prophetic.
好不好？若是我们可以手牵着手。
A prophetic.
若是你愿意的话，我们有一个先知性。
In the spirit of humility and unity.
在一个谦卑跟合一的灵里。
We want to declare.
我们要一起来宣告。
That which was spoken over this nation.
这个是对着我们国家所说的。
That which was spoken over this church.
也是对这个教会所说的。
That which was spoken over your ministry.
而且是对你的事工所说的。
By the Spirit of God.
是靠着圣灵的大能。
May it come to pass right now.
现在就得以实现。
We want to join our faith.
我们要在信心里面联合。
We're going to give birth.
我们要这样子的一起出生。
I am telling you, some of you are going to feel like literally you are pushing a baby.
我们要一起的生产，你可也许在灵里的身体上，你感觉你好像这样，像妇人要生产一样。
Oh yeah, ya baba halana na ya. You are literally going to feel.Power, you're pushing power.
而且你会感觉你在释放、推进一个能力。
That is destiny, destiny breaking out.
这是一个命定，一个命定要被释放出来。
呀啦啦巴哈啦，呀呀。呀呀呀。Yes, thank you, Lord.
是的，是的，主，谢谢你。
Yeah.
是的。
My God.
我的神。
Shimra Mahatala. My God.
我的神。
Yes, yes, yes.No curse can survive in this atmosphere.
再也没有咒诅可以存留在这样的一个氛围里。
No oppression can survive in this atmosphere.
在这样的一个氛围里，没有压制可以存在。
Oh shahalamayata. Yes, yes, yes.
是的。
Yeah.
主是的。
Yeah.
是的，主。
Yeah. Now listen. The glory of God is all over this place. In the next few minutes, just go ahead and just minister to somebody. Pray for one another in the next few minutes. Minister healing, minister baptism. Just minister to one another. As the worship keeps on going, just minister to one another. Man of God, feel free, minister to you. Minister to people. Yes.